Finding a personal meaning in everyday life. One of the greatest factors contributing to resilience in life, yet possibly the least talked about, is the personal meaning that we give to our own existence. This is one of those places where the lines drawn between science, spirituality, religion, and the real world can become a bit fuzzy. Knowing that there can be no definitive answer to the big question of what is the meaning of life? Each of us is left to develop our own sense of what the world is all about and how we fit into it and where we belong. There are some people who believe that we must know all the technical stuff, including the scientific details of how life began, to find meaning in each day. The problem in this thinking arises with the sources of the knowledge themselves, science, religion, and direct experience. In the modern world, many people believe that these are mutually exclusive ways of knowing. In other words, they feel we must choose only one way, such as science or religion. Although it's not such a popular notion, in reality, all three ways of knowing can contribute in a powerful way to help us find personal meaning in the bigger picture of life. Science, for example, can objectively confirm the facts that our spiritual teachings and our direct experiences are leading us to believe are true. In whatever way we find our answers, it's the meaning that we find in each moment of each day that gives meaning to everything else. It's only when we feel that we're part of something bigger than ourselves and can identify where we fit and how we contribute to this bigger something that our existence in the world and life makes sense. In the absence of such meaning, the events of life, including our family relationships, our loves, our jobs, our careers, our joys, our disappointments, our failures and successes, all appear as random events disconnected from one another and from us. As a friend of mine stated so clearly during a conversation about this very topic, he said, "In a life without meaning, what would be the point?" Whatever we believe is the meaning of our existence, Eleanor Roosevelt may have best summed up the healthy way to think about such things on a daily basis. She said, quote, "The purpose of life, after all, is to live it, to taste experience to the utmost, to reach out eagerly and without fear for newer and richer experiences." End of quote. The sixth element of resilience. In addition to the five characteristics of personal resilience previously identified in this chapter, self-knowledge, a sense of hope, healthy coping skills, strong interpersonal relationships, and the personal meaning that we find in life, there's a sixth element to creating resilience that's typically not included in the formal studies. Interestingly, however, it's this single element that we find at the core of the most respected and ancient wisdom traditions. It's also the window to the inner realm of our experience that leading-edge scientists now regard as the next great frontier in self-care. The sixth factor of personal resilience is the shift that we can create in our emotions to prepare our bodies for life's extremes in a healthy way. This avenue of resilience lives in the heart. I clearly remember the central teaching regarding the biology of the human body for my high school science classes. When I was in school during the 1960s and 70s, the brain was considered the master organ of the body. And unless you've had the opportunity to attend a school with a very progressive science program, there's a good chance that you learned from the same textbooks I did and were taught the same principles. And unless your children are fortunate enough to learn from leading-edge science programs and updated textbooks today, they're probably still being taught the same thing as well. The problem is that new discoveries tell us this old way of thinking is incomplete. In the days when we didn't know what the new discoveries of the heart would reveal, it actually made sense to think of the brain as a master organ. After all, it appears to control everything. The brain is the command center for when and how 1,300-plus biochemical reactions occur and are released into our bodies. The brain regulates everything, from when we wake up and go to sleep to how much and how fast we grow, the strength of our immune system, and the functioning of the five senses that connect us with the world. Yet while the brain is certainly a big factor in the way we function, and we couldn't do without it, we also know that the brain doesn't act alone. It receives the instructions from another organ in the body, the very organ that our ancient and indigenous ancestors always told us was the key to life and the one that was taken when they wanted to end it. The master organ of the human body is the heart.